Greetings, everyone. Today we will focus on grammar and writing skills in English. Let's study interjections together. Okay, are you ready to listen? Let's begin. Understanding interjections. What are interjections? In the world of grammar, interjections are like the spice in a sentence. They add flavor, emotion, and excitement to what we say or write. Interjections are words or phrases that express strong emotions or sudden feelings. They can stand alone or be inserted into a sentence to convey a particular emotion. For example, wow or ouch are common interjections. They can express joy, surprise, pain, excitement, or any other strong emotion the speaker is feeling. How to identify interjections? Interjections are easy to spot because they often stand by themselves, separated from the rest of the sentence by an exclamation point, comma, or an exclamation phrase. They can also be found at the beginning of a sentence to express a sudden emotion or feeling. For instance, in the sentence, "Ouch, that hurt," the word "ouch" is an interjection expressing pain. Common examples of interjections. There are various types of interjections used in everyday language. Some common interjections include: wow, used to express surprise or amazement. Yikes, used to show fear or shock. Hooray, used to celebrate joy or success. Oops, used to acknowledge a mistake. Woo, used to show relief. These words add color and emotion to our conversations and writing. Using interjections in writing. Interjections can enhance the tone and mood of your writing. They bring life to your sentences and help convey the emotions of the characters or the narrator. When writing dialogue, interjections can make the conversation more realistic and engaging. For example, in a story, if a character suddenly realizes something, you could write, "Aha! I've got it," to show their moment of discovery. Practice using interjections. Now it's your turn to practice using interjections. Try incorporating interjections into your own sentences to express different emotions. Think about how interjections can change the tone of what you're saying. Experiment with using interjections in dialogue to make it more dynamic and expressive. Remember, interjections are a fun and creative way to add personality to your writing. In conclusion, interjections are a valuable tool in language that allow us to express a wide range of emotions and feelings. By mastering the use of interjections, you can bring your writing to life and connect with your readers on a deeper level. So go ahead, have fun with interjections, and watch how they transform your words into vibrant expressions of emotion.
Greetings, students. In today's podcast episode, we will learn vocabulary words based on emotions. First, let's learn 15 vocabulary words based on emotions. Curious, wanting to know more about something or ask questions. Happy, feeling good and smiling because of something nice. Sad, feeling unhappy or down because of something bad. Surprise, feeling shocked or amazed by something unexpected. Embarrassed, feeling shy or ashamed because of something you did. Emotions, strong reactions that people have inside when something happens. Proud, feeling good about something you or someone else did well. Nervous, feeling uneasy or worried about what might happen. Lonely, feeling sad because you are alone and want company. Feelings, the way a person thinks or feels about something. Scared, feeling afraid or worried about something dangerous. Angry, feeling upset because someone did something wrong. Grateful, feeling thankful for something nice that happened. Worried, feeling anxious or concerned about something that may happen. Excited, feeling very happy and eager about something fun. Finally, let's listen to some sentences, including our vocabulary based on emotions. 1. I feel emotions when I watch sad movies. 2. My feelings were hurt when my friend ignored me. 3. I am happy when I see my favorite cartoon on TV. 4. I feel sad when I miss my family back home. 5. She gets angry when someone cuts in line at the store. 6. I am excited for my birthday party next week. 7. He is scared of the dark and sleeps with a nightlight. 8. She was surprised to see her best friend at the park. 9. I am proud of my little sister for winning the race. 10. I am nervous about taking my first flight on an airplane. 11. The little boy is curious about how the machine works. 12. I feel worried about my upcoming math test. 13. She feels lonely when her siblings are at school. 14. He was embarrassed when he tripped and fell in public. 15. I am grateful for the help I received from my teacher. We hope you feel more confident about using these vocabulary words based on emotions. In our next segment, we will continue with a variety of learning opportunities on the subject of emotions.
Hello, everyone. In today's episode, we will improve our American English comprehension and conversation skills on the topic of emotions. Today we will listen to 3 dialogues, take a test, as well as listen to 10 different discussion questions based on emotions. I suggest you listen carefully as well as have a notebook and pen ready for our test and for taking notes. Emotions Dialogue 1. Emily.
Hey,
Jake. I'm so happy to see you.
Jake.
Thanks, Emily. I'm excited to be here.
Emily.
How have you been?
Jake.
I've felt a bit lonely lately. Work's been tough.
Emily.
Oh no, that makes me sad. What's going on?
Jake.
Sometimes I get nervous about meetings. They make me worried.
Emily.
I understand. It can be scary sometimes.
Jake.
Yeah, and last week I was really angry about a project that didn't go well.
Emily.
That sounds frustrating. But don't feel embarrassed, we all have emotions.
Jake.
True. I'm also proud of how much I've learned this year.
Emily.
That's great. I'm curious about your new project. What's it about?
Jake.
Well, it's surprising how much I've enjoyed it so far.
Emily.
I'm grateful you shared that with me. Let's catch up more often. Emotions Dialogue 2.
Louise, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm carrying this weight on my shoulders since I moved here.
It's hard to explain.
Laura.
I get that. It's not just about leaving home, it's also about leaving behind everything you knew. What do you miss the most?
Luis, definitely my family. I used to see them every week. Now, it's just video calls. It's not the same, you know?
Laura.
I understand. I miss the little things too, like the smell of my mom's cooking. It's those small moments that stick with you.
Luis.
Exactly. And then there's the guilt of feeling happy here sometimes. It feels wrong when my family is struggling back home.
Laura.
That's the hardest part. We want to succeed, but it often feels like we're tearing ourselves in two. It's a complicated mix of emotions.
Dialogue 2 Summary.
Luis expresses that since moving, he feels a heavy emotional burden, particularly missing his family, whom he used to see weekly but now only connects with via video calls.
Laura empathizes, sharing her longing for the simple pleasures of home, like her mother's cooking.
They both acknowledge the guilt that can accompany happiness in their new lives, recognizing the struggle of wanting to succeed while feeling torn about their family's hardships back home, highlighting the complex mix of emotions that immigrants often experience.
Test, true or false?
Directions, write down your answers then check them with the answers below.
Statements.
1.
The author feels happy about moving to a new place.
2. The author misses seeing their family in person.
3. Laura enjoys cooking at home with her mother.
4. The author feels guilty about being happy in their new life.
5. The author connects with their family through phone calls.
Correct answers.
1. False. The author expresses a heavy emotional burden, not happiness.
2. True. The author misses their family, whom they used to see weekly.
3. False. Laura misses her mother's cooking, not enjoys it.
4. True. The author acknowledges feeling guilty about happiness in their new life.
5. False. The author connects with their family via video calls, not phone calls.
Discussion questions.
Directions. Try to answer these questions as well as practice them with your colleagues and friends to improve your conversation skills in American English.
1. Do you have family members who live far away from you?
2. How do you feel when you miss your family?
3. What is your favorite food that reminds you of home?
4. How often do you talk to your family on the phone or video calls?
5. Have you ever moved to a new place? How did it feel?
6. What makes you happy about your new life?
7. Do you think it is hard to be away from family?
Why?
8. Can you share a memory with your family that makes you smile?
9. How do you stay connected with friends and family?
10. What do you like to do to feel better when you are sad?
Dialogue 3.
Luis,
you ever think about how much we carry inside us, Laura? I mean, all those emotions from leaving everything behind.
Laura,
all the time, Luis. It's like a weight that never really goes away. Sometimes I feel guilty for feeling sad when I know others would love to be here.
Luis,
that guilt can be overwhelming. I miss my family so much, but I also want to succeed here. It's confusing.
Laura,
exactly. It's that constant tug of war between embracing this new life and longing for home. Do you think it ever gets easier?
Luis,
I don't know. I think it just changes. Some days I feel hope, and others, I just want to cry and call my mom.
Laura,
same here. But maybe sharing those feelings helps? Like right now, it feels lighter just talking about it.